Who do you think most enthusiastically encourages faith in American society today?
Well, organized religion and the politicians, and of course the advertisers. Advertisers never ask you to have faith, but they try to condition you to react below the level of reason. They're working on conditioned reflexes. Religion and politics work on conditioned reflexes plus faith. If the advertisers could figure out a way to get you to have faith in them, nobody quite feels about Ditech the way they feel about, the way some people feel about Scientology or the Islam or the Catholic Church or George W. Bush. But if the advertisers could work out a gimmick that persuade us that it's necessary to have faith in them, they would do it, of course, because faith really reinforces conditioned reflexes very well. Absolutely stops thinking entirely if you have enough faith. People have been governed by faith throughout most of history. It seems the world is divided into three groups, at least this is the way it seems to me sometimes. The gullible, who have faith in almost any con man who comes along. The sociopaths, who realize that the majority are gullible and take advantage of them by selling them the Brooklyn Bridge or shorter stay in purgatory or an eternity with virgin dancing girls in paradise like Osama bin Laden is offering his followers. And then there are those of us who know that the majority are gullible idiots, and we see the sociopaths exploiting them. We don't want to exploit them. We want to wake them up and say, hey, start thinking for yourselves. They never pay any attention to us. They much prefer the sociopaths who flatter them and cajole them and separate them from their wallets. And I long ago gotten used to that. I'm preaching to the choir almost all the time. I'm never going to reach the people who need to be awakened. I only reach the people who have started to wake up, and I help them to wake up a little further. Maybe that's the biggest role I can imagine for myself. Now, it's a long time since I read Huckleberry Finn, but it's very near the beginning of the book when he's living with the widow before he runs away. She teaches him to pray, and he tries it, and he never gets anything he prays for. He decides that's a waste of time. Then she tells him about faith. He tries to figure that out. And he comes to the conclusion, faith is believing what you know ain't so.